And that is how we kick off the show. Cesaria Evora, Sang de Berona. And then, at the very top, a classic by TKZ Magesh. It's 959, it's Car Drive. We're on the streets, we're on the air. We are everywhere. Why don't I know when you're playing these songs? Kinilehum.
Ooh.
Were you in your teens?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you going through what they call a stage? Really? What does that mean? What does that mean? You were a good kid or you were bad from the beginning?
No, I was a good kid.
Really?
Yeah, I can't papa manje mina shem.
I can't believe it actually, because you grew up in the rurals.
And the rurals bajaks.
No, not really.
No, they are.
Rural kids, no. Rural kids, they bad for their own standard. So like, you're going to start a fire and not throw water on it when you're done, you know? That kind of bad.
Whatever. We are still in South Africa, you know?
Ooh. But, and then they move to a city. Then they see life.
Whatever.
Mm. But, on a serious note, why is it that when kids hit teenage years, all of a sudden they think they're too cool for the family? Have you seen that?
Dude, and I think I'm the cool aunt. So I don't know why they don't want to hang with me. Like, chill with me. I know things. I won't judge you. But yo, they don't want me, hey?
That is funny. Tell us your story.
Yeah, no, dude. Even in December, hey, all my nephews and nieces, like, they were not taking me anywhere. They were like, no. Every time I'd be like, guys, let's go to Sun City. They'll be like, yeah, send us to Sun City. Don't come with us. And I was like, oh, it's a family thing. I mean, dude, it's so worse. When we in the car, I'll think I'm playing like I'm a piano, you know, because I'm trying to appease them or whatever. And then they're not bothered. They put on their headsets in the car while I'm playing music. Mm. So, Shem, I'm not getting the love.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because you gave them too many options in your household.
No, man.
Wow. You're too liberal, Gini. I always say this. No, for real. Kakanilehuma, you eat what you want. You must just lay down the load. Hey, listen here, kids. When I say we're going to Sun City, I'm not asking you. You're going to get in the car, we're all going to Sun City.
Mm-mm. No, I want to give them a choice. It's okay. Because I get it also, being a teenager, they want to be in their own zone. I just feel bad. But it doesn't mean we're smelling by force the manje.
Now, you gave them a choice and their choice was to desert you.
The entire time, Shem.
My nieces are 11. So far, they still think I'm cool. They even like come back with drawings on me from art class.
Oh, nice.
Yo, my nieces love me. But in all fairness, I am cool.
Okay. All right.
Let's wait till they get to teenage years, because that's the true test.
Yeah, we'll see then, you know? Okay. Asmorneni. Shout out to you, Kenny McKenzo. I was actually thinking about you. We've got a listener named Kenny. He's a close friend. But every time he's listening, he'll text and just let me know I'm listening. And yesterday we were back and he didn't text. And I was like, ah, he must still be on holiday.
Aww.
So now that he has texted, the show will officially commence because Kenny McKenzo has given us a go ahead.
Thank you, Kenny.
We need to make money this year, by the way. So start thinking of ways that we can make money. Okay, Taralyn. Cool or nah? Do your teenage cousins, teenage nieces and nephews feel like you're cool?
I mean, they follow me on Instagram, so that should speak for itself. I don't think I mean, hello.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's that whole phase of no one understands me and I just want to isolate, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I was that kid, so chances are I may not fully understand that mindset. But yeah, it's quite popular. I see it happening.
Did your cool points drop when you became a mom or not?
I think that's another factor.
Because now you're part of the parents' side.
Yeah. They don't trust me, Shem.
Okay. Sandman, you were never cool. You can just skip this thing altogether. Even when you became a parent, it's like, now we just fits the role.
You know what the funny thing is?
Yeah.
A lot of teenagers for the longest time were like attracted to me. Like they wanted to hang out with me, and I don't know why. I think teenagers are weird. When you don't want them around you, that's when they want to be. They're like cats.
Yeah, good point.
When you're like, oh, here's teenagers, I don't really hope they just keep it moving. They're like, oh, Uncle Sam, let's hang out. You're like, we got nothing in common. Teenagers are not even, I don't think they're human. I think they go to a stage where they're alien. They even smell different. I'm like, guys, have you guys bathed? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, so what is that smell? Just, everything about teenagers is just weird.
But they love you.
Oh, man. Mubulawa, I know you're going to be first in line to call us because you've always told us, Uti, your son doesn't even want to hang with you. He spends majority of his time in the room. If you are like Mubulawa, give us a shout. 086-00-00959. I'll give you the cheat code how to basically relate to your teenage sons, daughters, nieces, and nephews. Because like I said, I've always been the cool guy. It's not about to change anytime soon.